are you alone out here? What are you doing so deep in the jungle? Don't you know what you are?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Jungle Book.
It's something I did not find myself saying after December's Star Wars The Force Awakens or even the more recent Captain America Civil War, but I'm certainly proclaiming it for this. I was stunned by the visual effects for Disney's wonderfully entertaining family film, The Jungle Book. Quite simply, you'll believe that animals can talk. In fact, if not for the familiar cadences of this incredible voice cast that includes Bill Murray, Idris Elba, Scarlett Johansson, and Christopher Walken, you might find yourself convinced that that belief is an actual factual occurrence. It's a very impressive feat. Of course, it's all completely fake, whereas the appearance of then 10-year-old star Neil Sethi as Mowgli is altogether very real, and in his feature film debut, the young man convincingly cavorts with a bunch of wildlife friends that aren't actually even there. Versatile director Jon Favreau, probably best known for guiding the first two Iron Man films, should be credited with pulling off his finest filmmaking achievement here. It's a global box office smash. The 8-year-olds I attended with were absolutely enchanted, and my understanding is that a sequel is already in the works. It's an absolutely charming film adventure. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Speaking of entertainment, watch any TV lately? Do you watch CNBC for entertainment? No one does. They watch it to see how they're getting screwed over by the stock market weekday afternoons, but there is programming at the other hours of the day. And now one of the big stars is Jay Leno. Have you seen Jay Leno's Garage? They announced that this show was going to be on back in the summer, and I thought it was going to be on NBC, the mothership network, the big NBC, not CNBC. Well, it turns out Jay's show is on CNBC because, again, they need filler programming outside of business hours. Anyway, it is Jay with his monstrosity of a garage. It is, I don't know, what does he have, like 300 cars? I mean, you make all those millions and millions of dollars for hosting The Tonight Show for 20-some-odd years. You need to spend it on something. He bought old cars, restored them, and put them in some garage. So this is Jay Leno's Garage. It's Jay dressed up in a denim shirt and a pair of jeans, talking about all things cars. And I stumbled into one of the episodes, and he had Tim Allen on, and so there they are in these old Dodge Chargers, I think it was, and they're driving around in this empty parking lot, and they're doing donuts and spinning out and, you know, speeding, and all of a sudden here come two cops, and you're supposed to think they were really getting pulled over and potentially arrested, and yeah, they were cuffed and all this, and it was just, you know, come on. I know they have to put stuff on, but Jay Leno, you know what, Jay? Maybe it's time to go home. Do you remember what Johnny Carson did after The Tonight Show? He did nothing. He did a guest appearance on David Letterman's show for about 2 minutes one night. Actually, no, about 3 or 4 minutes, and got a 2-minute standing ovation. He brought out David's top 10 list. This was in 95, a few years after his run on The Tonight Show ended. And we never saw Johnny again. You could tell that Jay never wanted to leave. He was dragged kicking and screaming from that show. They tried to pull him out back in 09 when they stuck Conan O'Brien on The Tonight Show, and they gave Jay that weird 10 o'clock show, which was just the Tonight Show light, or almost the Conan O'Brien pregame show. That didn't work out for O'Brien because his humor gets a little weird at 11:30, so Jay goes back. And then they realized they had to put Jimmy Fallon on because Jay was literally aging out of the demographic. And you could tell he did not want to leave, and off Jay goes. Jay was also on an episode of The Muppets a couple of weeks back. So Jay just does not want to go home. And when that happens to an entertainer, of course, all right, I know I'm making light of it, and there will be a day I'll be grabbed and dragged from a microphone, kicking and screaming as well. But when you do it in such a way where it looks like, you know what, maybe it is time to go and spend your day at the dog track, but when you've made your money and you've been so successful in this uber mega way that Jay Leno was to host a franchise such as The Tonight Show for 20 some odd years, maybe it's time to bow out gracefully. I have to hand it to Jerry Seinfeld. He never rushed back to television. Whatever you think of his humor, whatever you thought about that show, From 98 until now, what have we seen him do on TV? Regular television, cable, broadcast. All right, he did that 1 year on Curb Your Enthusiasm with a pseudo-Seinfeld reunion. He was in, what, six or seven episodes? He took his act online. And the Comedians in Coffee idea is brilliant, and it's funny. But this thing that Jay is doing right now, this Jay Leno's Garage, we know he has cars. Terrific. It's wonderful. We don't need to see them. And the jokes that worked back in the summer of 95, they don't necessarily work in the spring of 2016. Stay with us. Disgusting things that restaurants do. That's right. There are many of them. And they're coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1997, producer Aaron Spelling hired Hunter Tylo to star as a sexy vixen in the TV series Melrose Place. But on the first day of shooting, Tylo revealed she was pregnant, and Spelling fired her. Then Tylo filed a $5 million pregnancy discrimination suit. In court, Spelling argued that her character was to strut in a bikini while seducing married men, difficult while heavy with child. So, who won this jury trial? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When actress Hunter Tylo took the stand, she looked radiant and sexy, then revealed she was currently 7 months pregnant. She won the $5 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The website for a chemical given to farm hogs says Paylean is technology at work for modern pork producers. Paylean results in an increase of high-value lean cuts of meat and pork carcasses. The active ingredient, ractopamine hydrochloride, which the label says is not for use in humans, can cause increased heart rate, dilation of blood vessels, and reduced testicular size, according to studies. When we eat this commercial pork, we're also digesting any chemical meat infused with Paylean. Paylean's own maker warns that human heart disease patients ought to avoid any exposure to Paylean, while Paylean workers are advised to wash themselves thoroughly immediately following handling. Since four meat companies now control some 80% of all pork slaughtered, maybe avoiding chemical meats may be as easy as going organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.